And so I invite you to close your eyes. And as we close our eyes and remove the outside distractions and influence, this is a moment where you can tune in to the energy of yourself, you who are blessed, anointed, on the planet on purpose, have an incredible history, have an incredible well of knowledge and wisdom within you. And just like a drop of water that gets added to the well, it disperses throughout the entire water. You cannot go back in the past and find what water drop was added at what moment. And let me examine that, for it is part of the whole. The entire well of water has been influenced by the drop of water when it occurred. And so what is it that you have experienced that is with you right now? And what is it that you could pull forward that you need in your life right now? Is it more compassion? It is there in your well. Is it more synchronicity that you wish to create? It is there in your well. Is it more health and vitality for your body? That too is in your well. And so let us make a statement of affirmation. I claim the energy of all my past life attributes that I wish to bring forward into my everyday life. Bring me the things I need to enhance my life. We can even address our innate. Dear innate, my beautiful smart body intelligence, bring forward the energies I need to move forward in my life. And now that that affirmation is said, let us relax in the arms of spirit and welcome in the new message from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. The whole subject of Lemuria brings us to a point on this planet that is very much related to that experience. Indeed, all of you at some level, especially those listening and watching this particular program, have Lemurian DNA at some level, passed perhaps from your ancestors. All of that means is those 23 pairs of chromosomes, the proof of this, are starting to become 24. And we've spoken of this so often, but what that truly means is part of the theme of these 4 weeks. And I gave you the beginning of that theme last week. It's an examination of the evolution that you're going through. We'll call it the evolving human. And what that actually might mean. Channel after channel, we've given you many attributes, the attributes of this and that, and it may sound similar to what we've given you before, but truly this one focuses on the changing attitudes and consciousness of what evolution might mean. In this particular case, you're evolving with a higher consciousness, as you call this. It isn't a higher consciousness. It is a consciousness that starts to use what you've always had, which is now starting to develop within you a multidimensional sense that 24th chromosome. It's in the evolvement chromosome. People are starting to think differently, to become more involved in things they were not thinking about before. Last week we gave you perhaps some examples of this. What is your brain like when it's born? If you don't have an anomalies and damage, there are those who say they're ready to be written upon. And what I'm telling you is this, is that so much of who you are right now is what you've experienced. The programming from your parents, from those around you, from your peers, how you grew up, what you expected, what you didn't expect. And then that becomes you. And there are so many who will inform you, well, if you had a bad upbringing or perhaps worse, that you had those who put themselves upon you in certain ways, and you didn't come out very well. And then they will tell you, well, the prisons are filled with those kinds who were affected by how they were taught. And I want to tell you that this 24th chromosome rewrites all of that, all of it. It's almost like an experience that you didn't have that suddenly comes upon you as though you had it. It's that what you didn't have when you were growing up or weren't taught that suddenly is there because it's remembered from the teachings of Lemuria. It's given to you from the Akash, which never really was as present as much as it is now. An Akash that remembers all good things. An Akash that puts you into wonderful scenarios. Every single week we examine one of these. Thing that perhaps would show you the times are shifting for you. How can you tell that someone is evolving in consciousness? Now let's draw a line of demarcation for a moment. This is not the spiritual box you think I'm going to talk about. If humans are starting to awaken, if the 24th pair of chromosomes is starting to be activated, it's going to affect humanity, not just those watching this program. Have you got that? Humanity. That means consciousness shift is going to start occurring, and you're going to see it, and it's going to be everywhere. And some of it is going to surprise you. Hope you remember that. But these are the messages that are starting to be given, even by those who are not channeling the future like I am. These are things you're going to see, and sociologists are going to talk about the change that occurred just about now. And history will talk about that change just about now. Last week, we talked about one of the attributes of how you can tell things are changing and evolving. Here's another one. How you observe others. How you observe others. You're driving along, there's somebody in back of you, they're honking, they want to go faster, they zip around you. What's your reaction? Well, that's going to be talked about next week. I'm not talking about the reaction, it's how do you observe that? What I mean by that is if you put yourself into the driver's seat of the other car, what's going on? How do you then think about that person? It's the way you observe other people that is starting to mature. Whereas that reaction you'd get, which we'll talk about soon, might bring you to frustration or anger, if you observe that person in that car in a different way, there is no reaction. Perhaps they haven't had training. Perhaps they're having a bad day. Perhaps they're frustrated. What if that was the case? Would there be an allowance for you to relax and smile and say, let them go? And perhaps they will eventually be more peaceful. How do you observe everyone around you? Do you have a situation where perhaps you go to see people on a regular basis? Maybe you go to work. Maybe you go and see friends and they have friends. Maybe you go to a place that's public or have dinner or whatever. You're always going to see other people. And you're going to see other behaviors. The question is, how do you observe people? You walk into a restaurant and there are other tables filled with people. Some have families, some do not. Sometimes there's just two. Sometimes there'll be men and women, or women and women, or men and men. And it's human nature to make some assessments. You always do. And you always have. And they don't have to be negative. They're simply assessments. The attributes that are happening in maturity and evolution have a person going into that restaurant and looking at all those souls and celebrating their lives. Isn't it wonderful that they are alive at this time and that they may have children that may not see any war anymore? Isn't it remarkable that they are here? I wonder if their soul knows anything about what's happening. I wonder if they are aware that they're starting to think different about me as I walk into this restaurant and they look at me. So your observation of others, the lack of judgment, the feeling perhaps of compassion, and they're smiling when you see them together, even though you don't know what they're talking about or what their life stories are, you start to relate to them as pieces of you, of pieces of the whole of the planet, the oneness that is going on. Can you feel it in your heart that you might be part of them? Can you feel in your heart, as the one races by you in the car that's impatient, that there may be reasons that you don't know about that are actually valid for that behavior? And you bless them and you're not disturbed at all. And you wonder if they're aware of the involvement that's happening in their lives. You see, it's planetary wide, dear ones, not sequestered to those who are interested in spirituality. The ones who listen to this channel, who are watching this program, well, you are more invested in it because you know that we being those listening and myself, all invested in a future of this planet that has been prophesied and talked about. You have the tools that can make it go faster, make it better. But everyone on the planet is going to feel it. That's why all of these prophecies were certain in their statements that the planet will change, not just the few. It's planetary, not just for the religious believers. And that's why it's so important. Question, do you think others are going to see this? Do you think there are others talking about this? Do you think perhaps that even as I talk to you, there are sociologists looking at a change that is going on in thinking about others? How do you see those in foreign countries? How did you used to? How did your parents tell you to? If you start analyzing this, you're going to see that the observation of others is starting to mature, is starting to evolve. And the evolvement is to an idea of oneness, all in the same place, not separated anymore, all looking at the same puzzles and issues of the life that you are living, and all ready to help one another eventually to get through it. I'm crying, giving you a true assessment of what's going on in your world. right now. And so it is.